nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.
If you've been subscribed to this channel for a long time, then you know how I feel about CW superhero shows. It's just people in hallways talking about their feelings. And occasionally, they're in costume. And I'm guessing we're going to get a lot of that and more from Batwoman. Now, the woke gods have blessed us today with a lot of great content here on YouTube. Unfortunately, I haven't made a lot of it. I decided to pick the low-hanging fruit, that is the Herminator trailer, followed by the Batwoman trailer. And first, we need to talk about CW superheroes. You know I don't like them, and I understand that they're not made for me, but it doesn't change the fact that there's a lot of people my age watching this show, and I doubt it's for female empowerment. I'm guessing it's for other obvious reasons. If anybody's offended by that statement, don't watch CW superhero shows. There's a lot better television out there. This is for the lowest common denominator. And that's what Greg Berlanti is best at. No, it's not storytelling. It's getting butts into couches, watching his shows, because he has a lot of pretty people making out with each other and talking about their feelings in hallways. So let's pick some of that low-hanging fruit and go over the Batwoman trailer, and then we'll talk a little bit about it later, because I'm sure this 40 seconds is full of Ruby Rose dialogue, something we haven't gotten a lot of in the previous trailers.
3 years ago, when Batman mysteriously disappeared.
And now I understand why we haven't gotten a lot of that dialogue.
It divided the city.
Some see fear. Let's hear that one more time. Oh my God. This is going to be the worst of the CW superhero shows. And now I understand why there's been so many reshoots. I got to hear that one more time.
Some see fear. Others hope.
Others hope.
Oh,
how very millennial of her. She sees the freedom to be herself by taking another man's stuff.
To play by my own rules.
With another man's money and another man's stuff.
I spent 15 years searching for a place I fit.
So, since you were 10 years old, you've been searching for a place you fit, or maybe 12 years old. How old is she? A 115-pound model is going to go save everybody in Gotham City.
And I finally found it.
You found it by taking another man's stuff. Oh boy, Greg Berlanti, I think you might have gone a little bit too far with Batwoman, and that is saying something. And now I understand why they haven't really let her talk on screen just yet. And now I understand why there's been so many reshoots. And now I understand why she missed Comic-Con, and now I understand why even the access media is having a hard time praising this show. From io9, the mediocrity of Batwoman also feels like one of its biggest strengths. It's difficult to critique the pilot of Batwoman. There are certainly issues with it. There are criticisms to spare. But there's something powerfully unique about the CW's latest superhero show, and it makes it really difficult to get too bogged down in the faults. This is the first solo superhero series centered on a queer character, which makes it vitally important, even if sometimes it gets caught up in its own mediocrity. See what I mean? Now, Greg Berlanti produces, I think, 27 or 29 shows for television, and none of them are good. But this one might be the worst. Worse than Supergirl, worse than anything on the CW. You know, a network I did like at first. I liked the first couple seasons of Arrow, the first couple seasons of Flash, the first seasons of Legend of Tomorrow. I liked Doom Patrol. That was pretty good. Swamp Thing, I guess he produced that. That started out good, not so good. Titans was trash. Season 2 will be trash because of Akiva Goldsman. But this is going to be the worst of the worst. So bad that I am going to cover every single episode of this. Not really sure how yet. I will be doing videos, but I probably will be going live as well. We'll see how that works out. So we're going to get an independent woman striking out on her own by taking everything from her cousin, taking everything from a man. But she doesn't want a man taking credit for her work, so he doesn't want to take credit for her stealing anything from him. This constant male appropriation by woke Hollywood has got to stop, and I think we're coming to its end. And that is bad news for Kevin Feige's MCU, but thanks to the Herminator and Batwoman, I think people are just going to be sick of this. Now, of course, there's going to be a curiosity factor, and people are going to watch this show, and there'll be plenty of hate watching, because it's basically Captain Marvel, the TV show, and I think Batwoman is actually going to be worse than Captain Marvel, and better for YouTube. I can't imagine how the access media is going to manage to protect Ruby Rose on a week-to-week basis, but they will try, and it will be hilarious watching them make their mental gymnastics to protect this garbage show. Not even the access media, like I said before, could cover for this show. The best case they could make for the premiere that they've reviewed is, well, it's got an LGBTQ character starring in it. That should be good enough. That's groundbreaking. To hell with good storytelling, and it doesn't really matter anyway because nobody is watching this show for empowerment. I know I'm stating the obvious, but that's part of what we do here on YouTube. This is the CW's Captain Marvel, and they are using every play out of Kevin Feige's MCU playbook, including the fake woke marketing. The only people who will be watching this are the 18 to 34 males or the 34 to 50 year old males searching for their own form of empowerment. Not judging, but just stating a fact. Everybody have a great day. Please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, thanks for listening this long. Go to nerdrotic.com for my live stream schedule, and may the free folks sing songs of your greatness.
NerdRotic.com. Please subscribe.